ברשות מורי ורבותיי, חנוכה is completely different from all the holidays what we have through the year. Every holiday what we have through the year, we have preparation for the holiday. Pesach, no question. All the halachos, all the dinim of Pesach, Shavuos, Kabbalat Satorah, Sukkos, Purim also, we have preparation. Sudas Purim, Chanukah, not any preparation. Completely normal day. Not any Sudas Mitzvah in Chanukah. No Kiddush, no Avdalah. Yes, in Purim also we not have Kiddush in Avdala. But in Purim, people not allowed to go to work if it's not Davar HaAved. Only if it's Davar HaAved, you can go to work. But if not, if somebody make Melacha in Purim, and Oro Yesiman Bracha. Chanukah, completely normal day. We don't dress Shabbos Dik. We not have any Chiyuv Seuda in Purim. We come back, Chanukah. Sorry, we come back in the night, we light candles. Every day, one more. Look, Chanukah is not some special. But Chanukah is so unique and so special because it look mamish normal day. And I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you beautiful insight about Chanukah, what obviously Chazal teach us. And I believe with this aspect, the light of Chanukah this year will come different from every year before. B'siyata Dishmaya. Abu Dram, one of the early Rishonim, But Yosef mentioned Abu Dram. He lived 100 years ago. He said to us in paragraph 1, Chanukah, Notrikon, Rashi Teves, Chet Nerot, והלכה כבית הלל, שאמרו יום ראשון מדליק נר אחד, מכאן ואילך מוסיף והולך. Every child in the cheder, in כיתה א', brings this Rashi Teves of Chanukah. Chet Nerot, והלכה כבית הלל. What Abu Dram really would like to teach us. Abu Dram would like to teach us if we really want to know what is the essence of Chanukah. Essence of Chanukah including in the word Chanukah. What is mean? Chet Nerot, 8 candles, והלכה כבית הלל. Question number one is how this Rashi Tevot of the word Chanukah explain the essence of Chanukah. This is question number one. Question number two, every day in Chanukah we bring Korban, we read about Korbanot HaNesiim. The Nesiim bring Korban, and every day we read Korban of different Nasi. We come to the eighth day in paragraph 2, the Torah teach us, ביום השמיני נסי לבני מנשה. גמליאל ופדצור, קורבנו קראת כסף אחת, 30 ו-100 משקלה, מזרק אחד כסף, 70 שקל בשקל הקודש, שני מלאים, סולד נולה בשם למנחה, אצדרה, אצדרה. And we stop here. 8 days, 8 נסים. למה יישא? In the 8 day of Chanukah, we continue to read ביום התשיעי, ביום העשירי, but it's really not necessary to read. The reason why we read for many מנהגים, not every מנהגים, for many מנהגים is to come to Be'aloyscha et Aneiros, אל מול פני המנורה, יאירו שיבס הנרס. But all the less four נסים, look, they're not part of Chanukah. Why? Why we cannot read every day in different way? Maybe first day, two נסים, second day, one נוסי, third day, two נסים, and סך הכל until eight day of Chanukah, we're including all the נסים, in Yemei Hanukkah. How is look by Menashe? A day of Hanukkah, Nesi Levnei Menashe, Gamliel Pemed Atzur, we stop to read about the Nesi. Because it's Nesi Layom, Nesi Layom. Question number two is, why Lechatchila, we're not including all the Nesim in Emea Hanukkah? And we show everyone is related to Hanukkah. Why we never do this? Why every day is one Nasi, and it's clear, look, Bayom HaShmini, we stop, we don't need to continue to read about the other four Nesim. And if we read, one of the reasons is to continue to say, Be'aloi Yischa Taneiros. Why we not including all of them before the Eide? Question number three, Parshat Miketz, Le'olom, is Parshat Chanukah. Sometimes we have also Parashat Vayeshev. In Parashat Miketz, what we read also about the children of Yosef HaTzadik. And the first child is Menashe. Paro Gafsert. Uli Yosef Yulat Shnei Banim Eterem Tavo Shnat Arav Asher Yalda Leosnat Bat Potifer HaKohenon Vayikra Posuk Nun Alef Yosef Et Shem HaBechor Menashe Ki Nashani Yalim Et Kol Amali Ve'et Kol בית אבי, את שם השני קרא אפרים, כי אפרני אלוהים בארץ אני. Understand, everybody understand. אפרים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, thank you very much, what you help me, what you bring me to this position, to this influence, to this power, and etc. No questions, space your name, אפרים. What kind of name is מנשה? נשני אלוקים את כל המלים, את כל בית אבי, I forget about my family, I forget about my father. How יוסף הצדיק can give this kind of name? Moreover, if you really would like to forget your family and your father, don't give him the name מנשה. Because if you give him the name מנשה, מנשה, all the time you remember, you need to forget. What kind of name is? If all the time you give him name, what the name say, mention to you, never forget. In this way, for sure, you cannot forget. How we explain this? It's why יוסף gives this kind of name to his first child. Shani Elokim is mean, I forget about my family, about my father. And the last question, the Rambam Paragraph 4 teaches mitzvah ner Chanukah. Mitzvah chavivai ad meod. Vetzarich adam leizahar ba, kedei leodi anes ulosif beshvach akel veodaya lo al anisim sheasa lanu. Special mitzvah. Beloved mitzvah. Chaviv ad meod. Rambam never says this about any other mitzvah. And if the Rambam says this about this mitzvah, it's look a little bit complicated. Because it means all the rest of the mitzvahs. It's not chaviva ad meod. It's chaviva plus, but not ad meod. It's how we explain divrei Rambam, what only in mitzvah Chanukah, he say chaviva hi ad meod. But is this look, all the other mitzvot is not in Sem Chavivus, less Chavivus, Chaz v'chalila to say this, is why the Rambam uses this kind of language. This is the four questions, what I would like to raise, and B'siyata Dishmaya, we'll walk with Chazal, hand by hand, and we see beautiful inside, about unique, Chanukah Ba Alenu Letova, and how we can get the light of Chanukah in very high level. Again, short and clear, Abu Dram come and teach us Chanukah is Rashi Teves of Chet Nerot V'Halacha Kebet Hillel. It means this is all the essence of Chanukah. How this Rashi Tevot of Chanukah represent all the essence of Chanukah? Question number two, why we not including all the Nesim in Chanukah? If we read every day Nasi Layom, Nasi Layom, it means we finish Bayom HaShmini Nasi Livnei Menashe. And if we continue after Menashe, the 9 Nasi, 10, 11, 12 is to arrive in Ba'alotcha Et HaNerot. And also some communities not continue and say Ba'alotcha Et HaNerot. They finish only with the Nesim, but still, is look, we read, okay, we will finish to make this nice. But Lemaise, is look, every day we have Nasi and we stop by Menashe. Why are we not including all the Nesim in Yemei Chanukah? And last question, Menashe is also the old child of Yosef HaTzadik, and he gave him name, what we need to understand the name, Ki Nashani Elokim, Et Kol Amali Ve'et Kol Beit Avi, I forget about my family, my father, how we can give this kind of name. Specifically Yosef HaTzadik, and question number four, what the Rambam want to teach us when he say about mitzvah Chanukah, something what he never say about any other mitzvah, mitzvah Chanukah, mitzvah chavivai ad meod. And to answer these questions, we will walk step by step. Yosef and his brothers have a lot of tension. The brother want to kill Yosef. They believe he go to destroy the family. When one day wake up in the morning and he say, I have dream yesterday night, and my dream is everybody bow down to me. In other way is, we're going to have galut. Because in Eretz Israel, no way one Jew can bow down to the other Jew. Only in a not normal place for our nation, galut, Jew can bow down to other Jew. In other way, Yosef would like destroy the perspective of life, what Yaakov Avinu said to the family. We arrive in Eretz Israel, thank God after the years in the house of Lavan, Kodesh Baruch Hu talked to my grandfather and Brit Ben Avetarim and say to him, Dor Revi Yashuvu Ena, my grandfather Avrom is Dor Rishon, my father Ribitzok is Dor Sheni, I am Dor Shlishi, you my children, Dor Revi, one way ticket, Eretz Israel for good forever. And come Yosef and say, no, for good forever. You go to bow down to me. It means Galut will take place. And the brother understand, he continue exactly what his mom says the last 2 seconds in the life. What she had before she passed away, she said to the midwife, please say to the father of this baby, in the 8 days, in Bris Hamila, he will give him the name, Benoni. Benoni. Elat Aninus, Elat Morning, Elat difficult time. And Yaakov refused to give this name and give him the name Benjamin. And now Yosef continued in the way of his mother. And he wanted to destroy it. The perspective what all the family have. And Yosef had a lot of power. He leads his children. He leads his brothers. Big danger what he do. Not so easy. And the brother decided to kill him. Compromise, he kick him out, he stay in Egypt. He stay in the pit, come out from the jail, and he explains the dreams of Paro. And after he explains the dream of Paro, he comes assistant of Paro. Very, very high position. And the first child what he have is Menashe. And Menashe is not name what we really surprised about Yosef HaTzadik. Adarabah, this name show his great personality. The Malbim explained in paragraph 5, Vayikra Yosef, Mesaper Tzidkat Yosef, Shemin Kriyat Shemot Banav, Mevuar, we see the Tzidkus of Yosef HaTzadik, Sheasa Simanim Leatzmo, Shelo Yishkach, Yemei Oniyo, please put line, Be'et HaTovah. He never forget in the very high position what he have now, the years before. Sometimes somebody get high position, he forget his friend. He live in another bubble. He feel he is something. Yosef say, not with me. I remember exactly who is my family. I remember exactly from what place I come to this position. I know to who I belong. This is Yosef HaTzadik. I never forget for a minute. You can say to me, oh, it's very nice to say this when someone gets high position. Oh, you never forget, he mentioned. No. Also when Yosef stay in difficult time, he has same kind of feeling. I give you 2 examples. We're going to read when Yosef go to meet all his brothers in Egypt and they sit together and first time they drink wine. This is what Rashi mentioned. They never drink wine all the 20 years from day one when they kick Yosef. We understand why until this moment they never drink wine, because they understand they make major mistake and they cannot have normal life, and they decide to get some inui, to get some something not to enjoy the life so much, and this is not to drink wine. Fine. But Rashi come and say Yosef also never drink wine all the 20 years. It's first time for him what he drink wine. Why Yosef never drink wine? What's the problem about Yosef? Is Benio Yada explain? Because Yosef was a very busy person. A real busy person. And he really don't know through the day when he have 10-15 available minute, 15 minutes available, but he can close his door and pray to Hashem. And he also know if when he have this time, he need to come ready to pray. And one of the ways to come ready to pray to Hashem, not to drink wine. From this reason, all the 20 years he never drink wine, because he look for time, when the time will take place, to pray to Hashem, and in this time, to come ready. And he prayed to Hashem, because, oh, please don't do anything to my brothers. Don't punish them. Unbelievably, Yosef Atzadi. Moreover, when he said to the brother, Ani Yosef Achichem, Asher Mechartem Otim Mitzrayimah. He said, Rochayim HaKadosh, explain, I am Sam Yosef, you brother, also in the moment when you kick me out, when you send me to Mitzrayim. I never miss for a second the feeling what I have to you. It's Yosef HaTzadik. And he gave name to the first sign, Menashe. I forget what you do, but I never forget I belong to you, and you my brothers, and who is my father, and what place I grow. Arav Hirsch takes us to other direction. He come and say, Nashani in Hebrew is not only forget. Nashani in Hebrew have other explanation. What is the other explanation? Noshe, Baal Chov. What does mean Baal Chov? If somebody give me loan, I have a chorus at home, I never forget, he helped me. Yosef HaTzadik said to his brother, thank you what you kicked me from the house. Thank you what you sell me. Abba, thank you what you send me to the brother. Because you send me to the brother, and the brother kicked me out, and I am a rabbi in Egypt, and I come Mishneh LaMelech. It happened because you, thank you. If you never do this, I stay in another place. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Thank you very much. Look, the Rav Hirsch said in paragraph 6, Nashani, Mevaharim Karagil, Elokim Ishkichani et Kol Amali ve et Kol Metavi. Normally we explain, Hashem, bring me to forget all my family, my father, Lev Milo Izdaazeh, Lemikra Mishpat Zeh. What kind of art? Never in shock how Yosef can say this. Yosef Kore Leshem Bechoro, Shem Sheelokim Ishkicho et Aviv Azaken, ve'et Kol Mishpachat Beit Aviv, he give name what he forget his family. How can happen? Adirabah, continue Rav Hirsch and say, Al Pizei Be'er Omnam Ha'Uvda, now it's come more clear why Yosef never called to his father, why Yosef never sent any letter to his father, because he forget, he really don't want. But how we can say this? Because when we say this, Nimtzenu Lemedim Shiyosef Haya Bepashtut Adam Chasar Lev, he not have any heart if he do this. Ach, Leoshreinu, thank God, Shachach, forget. איננו הוראה ישירה לנשה. It's not only explanation to the word נשה. נשה, פירושו גם כן, היות בעל חוב, היות נושה. ויהיה איפה פירוש נשני, את הסוני ואת משפחתי, עשה לי אלוקים לנושים. זה terrible time what I have. Bring me to come בעל חוב, to make it over to the family. מה שעד כה נראה לי כאסון וכהתעוללות, until this moment, what is look terribly unfair, and how this can happen now. Elokim asao kli sharet le'atzev et oshri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this available to put me in this place. Chov gadol ani chayav le'asoni ve'lemishpachti, I have big responsibility and achrayus to my family. Wow, what kind of Yosef. In other way, in other language, short, clear, Yosef HaTzadik came and teaches, I cannot give name to my son Ephraim, what represent, thank you, what I grow and have everything, before I have son, what I give him the name, what? Nashani, Menashe. Ephraim cannot arrive before Menashe arrive. Only somebody would never forget what place he come, and who help him, and who give him, and to who he belong. Only this person can give to the second son, Ephraim. He's zoche to Ephraim. And now, look what happened. For Yaakov Avinu passed away. Yosef, quickly bring Menashe and Ephraim to get bracha from Saba. And Yaakov Avinu, what he do? He changed his hand. Left hand of Menashe. Right hand of Ephraim. And Yosef say, Abba, you cannot do this. Menashe Abchor, what does it mean Menashe Abchor? The way to arrive to son Ephraim need to start with son, what the name is what? Menashe. And Yosef, and Yaakov said to him, Yadati bni Yadati, I know. And I tell you exactly what I do. And the Natsiv explains this so beautifully way. Yaakov Avinu is very, very old man. Very old man. It's very difficult to give bracha, to switch the hand to two children. Yaakov Avinu, in practically way, what he need to do? to take Ephraim from the left side, to put a ware in the right side, and to take Menashe from the right side and to put a ware in the left side. Why did he switch his hand? Comes the Natsiv and say, why is he switch his hand? Yes, my right hand, Yaakov say, stay on the head of Ephraim. My left hand also stay in the head of Menashe. But my right leg is parallel to Menashe. And my left leg is parallel to Ephraim. I only switch my hand. I never switch my legs. Why? Because the hand represent spirituality life. We raise our hand up and we say, Sui Yedeichem Kodesh, Uvorchu Et Hashem. Leg represent real, practically, life, two legs on the floor. When we stay in the desert, in the first 40 years, in the 40 years in the desert, in the beginning, when Kodesh Baruch Hu say to find how many people by every Shevet, Menashe come after Ephraim. Ephraim come first. Why? Because in this time we stay Kabbalah Satera, in this time we have Oel Moed, we have Man, Slav, Eran Nekavot, spirituality, we stay in very high level. Almost in Shleimus, completely. In this type of life, Ephraim lead Menashe. We stay close to cross Yarden River to Eretz Israel. To come to the real life. Not miracles of man, slav, be'er, and anei kavod. We need two legs on the floor. Menashe, come before Ephraim. We look inside. Few lines in the Natziv, paragraph 7. Sikel et yadav ki Menashe abchor. Paragraph 7 הוא מיותר, שהרי ידענו מעניין הפרשה כי מנשה הבכור. We know, אבל יש בזה עומק וכוונה. דה באמת, לא היה לי יעקב לסכל את ידיו, אלא להפוך את מעמד הבנים. To switch the children, to the side. אבל כאשר מנשה הבכור, משום מה היה מכוון, שיעמוד מנשה, לרגל הימני של יעקב, ואפרים לרגל השמאל, Ephraim will stay parallel to the left leg and Menashe parallel to the right leg of Yaakov. ורק את ידיו שהיה להפך. He switched only his end and I skip few line. Why? כל זה בא ללמדנו. שלא היה אפרים קודם ומנשה אלא בעניינים רוחניים. ומה שלמעלה מהליכות עולם הטבע. אבל בהליכות עולם, in practical life, היה מנשה קודם וגדול מאפרים. From this reason, במניין הראשון באחוי רב, שהיה שכינת עולם על ראשם, וכל ההנהגה הייתה למעלה. All the הנהגה, he was very special spirituality life, היה אפרים קודם. אבל בפיקודי דאר וסמויר, בכניסתם לארץ, שהיה כמעט בהליכות הטבע. In this way, מנשה is קודם. Now, we cross Yarden River. And we walk into ארץ ישראל, and this is very practical life. Two legs on the floor, Menashe come before Ephraim, but we need to remember Eretz Israel is not any other state all over the world. Any other state is other state. What you have, what you don't have. Eretz Israel, everything what you do in Eretz Israel affect our spirituality life. Spirituality life affect Eretz Israel, the physical life. Apple peas look physical life, but we have deep relationship between the spirituality part and the physical part. One need to each other, we cannot split between them. Eretz Yisrael shel mata keneged Eretz Yisrael shel mala. Every good thing what we do affect Shamayim and we get back more and more. And this need to work together. How does Sfat Emet come and teach us this beautiful idea? What we say, V'ten chalkeinu betoratecha. But what we had before, V'ten chalkeinu betoratecha, Shibane b'samigdash. To build Eretz Yisrael, plus V'ten chalkeinu betoratecha. In other end, כל ישראל יש להם מה? חלק לעולם הבא. Talk about spirituality life. שנאמר, אומר כולם צדיקים, לעולם ירשו ארץ. We need to combine both of them together. How we combine both of them together? How? How we can feel? How everyone can't find his place that belongs to his personality. You know, sometimes people live in Yerushalayim, go to visit in the north, in the south, kibbutz, moshav. They say, how people can live in this place? So quiet, so boring. How can people come from the kibbutz, moshav, south, north, or any other place? How people can live in Yerushalayim, in Haifa, in Tel Aviv? It means everyone is right, because everyone has different personality. Everyone belongs to different part of Eretz Israel that fit to his personality. Mora saying Masechet Sota. 40 יום קודם יציר הסבלד. 40 יום קודם יציר הסבלד. מכריזים, עוד מכריזים, נו. בת פלוני לפלוני. וזה גמרא קונטיניו. בית פלוני לפלוני. שדה פלוני לפלוני. בית פלוני לפלוני. Where is a good place for Reuven and Rachel to live? And Shimon and Leah to live, etc. בית פלוני לפלוני. שדה פלוני. What kind of field is belong to this person? It's one package deal. It's not only Reuven go to make Rachel. It's also the place. Is everyone need to find his place? And when we talk about everyone, is everyone try to find his place? Sometimes he live in this place, he go to other place. One day in the life, he say, oh, this is my place. Here I feel very satisfied. Here I feel very good. Here I feel very happy to come, to go. Fine. But how we do this about all the Shvatim? All our nation. How we take millions of Jewish people and put them in the right place. We have one word in Hebrew is Goral, lottery. Goral is mean, we never decide this. Who decides this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'el, la'el techalek et ha'aretz b'goral. Is every shevet gets a place what belong to him. To his nature, to grow, to raise what Shemayim from this place. Now look what happened. Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven come and say, we really don't want property in Eretz Israel. We want to stay in Ever Hayarden. Why they want to stay in Ever Hayarden? Why? You know why? Why? No? Why they want to stay in Ever Hayarden? Is this we learn in the preschool? The Cheder. But we find in the Rishonim very interesting insight. You know why they really want to live in Ever Hayarden? They really want to live in Ever Hayarden because
Moshe Rabbeinu
because Mikne Rav Hayah Livnei Gad Uvnei Reuven. What does it mean Mikne Rav Hayah? How they have Mikne Rav Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven? How they have more from any other Shevet? How they have more from any other Shevet? The answer is, listen very carefully. Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven one day listen to Moshe Rabbeinu with all of Israel, and Moshe Rabbeinu come and say, "Moreover, Rabbi, say from tomorrow morning, we're going to get man special food for Hashem God to send us every single day. If you eat this food, you feel healthy, happy, strong, great. Everything what you want, you will get." Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven say, "This is what we're going to do," and they eat all the 40 years in the desert only man, slav, man. They never use animals, they never shochet animals, they never eat meat. As Shvotim, like also to eat meat. From this reason, Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven had Mikne Rav. And Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven was a strong soldiers. And Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he said, Ulegad Amar, Baruch Marchiv Gad, Kelavi Shachen, Tarav Zohav Kodkod. They were the top soldiers. They fight against all the enemies in an unbelievable way. Now, they hurt. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot cross the Yarden River. Moshe Rabbeinu go to die and go to stay someplace. We don't know exactly the place. In Ever Hayarden. We cannot leave him alone. We cannot leave him alone. Why we want to stay in Ever Hayarden? What the Pasuk say in the Torah? Ki sham chelkat mechokek safun. And when he opens the Chumash instead of Bamidbar, you see the Torah come and teach us ומקנה רב היה לבני גד ובני ראובן, צדרה, צדרה. After this, סמך, פרשה, סתומה, is end. Now, new פרשה. ויבואו בני גד ובני ראובן, and they ask, כמו ישר רבינו, permission to stay in Ever Hayarden. How this explain on the פרשה? This is not our shiur, but anyway, how we'll explain it this way, in other way, בני גד ובני ראובן come and say, we want to stay in Ever Hayarden. Now, all the גורל in ארץ ישראל go to change. Why? Because we have more space, more property. The Shvatim go to get more place. If Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven would like to stay in Eretz Israel, all Ever Hayarden, belong to all the 12 shvatim equally. Now, in Eretz Israel, the goral change. But, Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven, the Natziv say in other place, want to stay in Ever Hayarden? How we say in Hebrew, Rachok min ha'ayin, Rachok min ha'lev? They stay far away from Yerushalayim, from the Mikdash, from the Kedusha. This can bring them to move the heart, the feeling. He talk a lot with half of Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Menashe, half. What kind of af? The af what have Bnei Machir, what have Rabbonim, Rashi Shives, Dayonim, Poskim, Morei Halacha. Please, you get triple property, you get more and more. Stay in Ever Hayarden. Help, help to Bnei Gad uBnei Reuven not to forget for what place they come, to who they belong, and what kind of life they need to have. And it's so interesting. Who Moshe Rabbeinu said? Listen very carefully. Af Shevet Menashe. The name of Menashe is to forget. He goes to teach them not to forget. Who are you? From what place you come? To who you belong? This is the essence of Menashe. This Menashe. This is a flag of victory against the Greek. What really the Greek want? Leashkicham Toratecha. Leashkicham Toratecha is mean if the father start to forget what he delivered to the son, a lot less. And if the son allowed to forget what he delivered from the a little bit what he get to his grandson, to his son, more less. Leashkicham Toratecha. Who win, what represents the victory against the Greek? Shevet Menashe. We never forget to who we belong. We never forget. All Nesim in Chanukah, ביום הראשון, ביום השני, before a day and after a day, every one of them integrate, every one of them is under the umbrella of Menashe. Menashe, he show, we never forget. Chanukah is time would give us opportunity to connect ourselves to the source, to the root, through Shevet Menashe. Moreover, listen very carefully, something very, very interesting, very interesting. Chazal come and teach us, V'choshech al pnei teom. Chazal says this to us clearly inside, in a paragraph 10, V'choshech al pnei teom. The posuk, V'aretz hayta tohu vavohu, we explain all the psukim. Is Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Patar Krai begaluyot, V'aretz hayta tohu, זה גלות בבל. שנאמר, ראיתי את הארץ והנה תוהו. ובבואו זה גלות מדי, שנאמר והבילו להביא את המן. וחושך זה גלות יוון, שהחשיכה עיניהם של ישראל בגזרותיהם. זה darkness in our light, שהייתה אומרת להם, כתבו לכם על קרן השור, אין לכם חלק באלוקי ישראל. הזמין, זה יהיה, try to make our life darkness. You know, שכוח, in Hebrew, to forget. The letter שכוח, שין, כף, חט, is same letter of חושך. They really want to give us dark life, שכוח. שכוח is same letter of חושך. Exactly same. To make dark the life is mean to give us kind of life to forget. How somebody can forget if he arrived in different environment, step by step, he not recognize. He start to forget what he had before. People come to other states, they never know the language, they never know anything about the culture of the state. They very strong, belong to the state from the camp, and step by step, they learn the new language, the culture, and they start to forget what is a regional language, and many other things. This is what Yavan really want to try to do, and Menashe show us we never forget. Who win against the Greek? Chashmonai uvanav. Link between the generation. Chashmonai uvanav. Come together. And from this reason, Menashe, the Bnei Sochor say, Menashe is same otiyot of neshama. And Menashe is also same letter of shmona. Shmona. He, the eighth candle. And this happened through Menashe because his father Yosef HaTzadik. The essence of Yosef is all his life, he continue. He never stay in the same place. He get new challenge. And so interesting, when we buy candles, oil for Hanukkah, we buy oil for Hanukkah. You see the sticker, how many hours this oil can give us life? 3 hours, 4 hours, yes? How many is give us? How many real times this candle give us light? 3 hours or four? People say three and a half, or no. Every candle, you know how long is light exist? Second. 1 second. Ask me why he continued to give light in the second? Because he burned something new. He burned something new that he never burned before. Because this reason, he continued to give light. And all the times they all go down and down and down. Moreover, in Shabbos, the great Rebbe Rishon Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says something so beautifully. Why in Shabbos I cannot take my candle from one room to the other room? I can makzeh lemitzvosoi. If I take stone before Shabbos and say, this stone, I want to take with me all the Shabbos. I can't do this. It's no problem. I'm yachet, the stone. Do this. If not, it's for sure it's mukzeh. Why can't I do this with a candle? I'm yachet, the light of the candle to all the Shabbos to take from one room to the other room. It's no problem. The answer is the same, because if I'm yachet, this light will come from the candle in this moment. It's very nice. But the light that you have in the candle, the oil that you have in the candle in the second moment is new oil. This never was before, because it's burned something new. Okay? Still applying. It's shemen. Again, shemen. Shemen. Every minute is burning something new. How do you open every letter in the word shemen? Shemen is shin. In Hebrew, this is not letter, is word. Mem is double mem. And nun is vav and nun sofit. Yes? Shin, yud, and nun sofit is together 60. And mem is 40. And vav and nun sofit is 56. Together is 156. This is gematria of Yosef, the Rishonim say. Yosef is same as oil. Every second, Yosef, is mosif. Is mosif. You have a new challenge. How he can have this? Why he gets this? Because he never forget what place he come. To his belong. What is mission? What he need to do? This is Menashe. He never forget from what place I come. I never forget to appreciate what happened, what is looking in the beginning so bad, so difficult, so complicated. How this comes so special, so unique? This is Yosef. This is the oil. Kol HaZair Bener. Kol HaZair Bener and the Maseret Sofer say, Kol HaZair Bener Shel Chanukah, Bener Shel Shemen, Ner Shel Shemen. Avelo Bani Talmidei Chachamim. What the connection between Ner Shel Shemen and Talmidei Chachamim? Zair Bener Shel Shemen is mean, you know what it means, the essence of the oil candle. Every second. It's grow. It's something new. You get the benefits generations after and after and after. You want to know when Hanukkah start? After Hanukkah over. Hanukkah is holiday. What is the essence of Hanukkah? Chet Nerot. Ve'alacha kebet Hillel. What the Abu Dharam come to teach us? What this means? This is the essence of Hanukkah. Chet Nerot, 8 candles. Ve'alacha kebet Hillel. Moisi beholech. 8 days that we can ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me more ambition, give me more motivation to continue, more challenge to take this. What is Hanukkah? What, how we start? Not a normal day, not a special day, no Kiddush, no Abdallah, no Isur Melacha, no Seuda, normal day complete. What is normal day? How we say normal day in English in other way? Routine. You wake up in the morning, you go to daven, you go to work, you go to learn, to go daven every day. No. By us, life is not routine. It's look routine. It's difference. Amichadish betuvoi. Every day we have itchachus. Hanukkah, 8 days. Give us opportunity when we watch the candles. Please, say this to all your family. Everyone. Minute, every night. If you can, two is good, or minute, minimum. Look the candle, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I understand what I see. We never forget we have light. It's not dark. It's not darkness. You know, in Hebrew we say, if you have great idea, we say in Hebrew, if zikli rayon, you have light in your brain. Wow, great idea. What do you mean? What happened before? It's dark. I cannot see the situation. Now I find something. Chav, good chav. Boom, boom. Chanukah candle, give me light to understand we must see the olech. And so interesting this thought. Emmet, come and say so nicely, so beautifully. We light 36 candles in Chanukah. 36 candles in Chanukah. Why? What's stay behind this number? Because from day one of Hanukkah, Kafei Kislev, from Kafei Kislev, can until Rosh Chodesh, Shvat, we have 36 Yom. 36 days. Every single day of Hanukkah, continue to give the light also to the days, what is look dark days. After Hanukkah, what do you have in Teves? What do you have in Teves? Nothing. But every day is a lot light. What comes from Hanukkah? We continue. Mosi ve'olech. What is Hanukkah? Chet nerot ve'alacha kebet ilon. Opportunity in the ear to get a lot ambition, motivation, excitement, a new beginning, and to feel fresh from Hanukkah to Hanukkah. Every time we have special gift from Hashem. Pesach is chayrut, is freedom, and Elul is tshuva, and Purim is simcha. Everyone, Hanukkah give us the key for all the other special gift that Hashem gives us. The big basket of all the other, to put all the gift from Hashem, is Hanukkah. Chaviva ad meod, the Rambam say. What is mean Chaviva? Beloved, beloved, it's a why beloved. Look the Loshon HaRambam. Look the Loshon HaRambam. How all the Rambam come and say so nicely. Rambam say, Allah Hadda'e, paragraph 4, mitzvat ne Chanukah, Chaviva yad meod. It's first, we stop for second in the word Chaviva Ad Meod. You know, we have 613 mitzvot. 613 mitzvot with the Oraita. This is, and plus 7 mitzvot with the Rabbanan. 7 mitzvot with the Rabbanan. For example, Kriyas Megillah, Adlakat Ner Chanukah, together is 620. Bnei Zachar, Dush HaSlevi, many others say, 620, together is Keter. This is a crown to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Keter itnu lecha, Hashem Elokeinu. Malochim amon eimala imamcha Yisrael kibbutzim. What do you mean Keter? Keter is 613 deoraita and 7 derabonon. What is the number 7 from the derabonon? What is the last mitzvah? What makes the Keter, the crown, completely? Chanukah. And comes the Gemara and say, Chanukah! Chanukah! How you can say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? אשר קידישנו במצווה איסו וציוונו איכן ציוונו חזן עבר אז about any other מצווה דרבנן only about חנוכה and what the answer is שאל אביך ויגדך סקניך ויאמרו לך talk to your father to your grandfather ועשית ככל אשר ירוך consistency connection between the generation חשמונה איבונוב this is the crown is חביבה this is מצווה 620 אחרון אחרון Chaviv. Why this is so Chaviv? Why so beloved? Why? Azer mitzvot is not beloved. Look the Rambam now. Pile ploim. Paragraph 4. Mitzvot ner Chanukah. Mitzvah. Chavivai ad meod. Vetzarich adam liizahar ba. Look very careful. Kedei. Paragraph 4. Kedei. Leodia nes. Put zikilu leosif. ולהוסיף, you see this word, this is a key word, ולהוסיף בשבח הקל, ועוד היה לו על הניסים שעשה לנו. ולהוסיף, this is מיסה, what is מויסי, ואוי לך. מויסי ואולך. This is the essence of Hanukkah. When you have this kind of perspective, you take this kind of understanding, what is mean, the essence of this special time. Moisi ve'olech. This is so unique and this is so special. For this reason, Morei Rabotai, how we can get this kind of feeling? How we can get this kind of excitement every time, the beginning, every time? How we can do this? The Kedushas Levi, come and teach us. Parshas Emor. Something unbelievable. We say every day, 3 times a day minimum, we say, וידעת היום, והשיבות האלה בבך, כי השם הוא האלוקים, look paragraph 13, כי השם הוא האלוקים, בשמיים, ממעל, ועל הארץ מתחת. How many times we say this until today? Thousands and thousands of times. But can I ask a question? The Kedusha Slevi come and bring us to inside understanding. וידעת היום והשיבות אל לבביך, כי השם הוא האלוקים, בשמיים ממעל. The word ממעל is not necessary. For sure, בשמיים is where? ממעל. ועל הארץ, for sure, זה הארץ is where? מתחת, השמיים, no question. Is why we have השמיים ממעל, על הארץ מתחת. Come to Kedushat Levi and say, soon we see this inside. Listen, listen. Sometimes we have feeling we touch the sky. אנחנו בשמיים. We make something unbelievable. Psh, so much influence. So great. Wow, כמות שמיים. Wow, משהו גיוולדיק. Good. This is your feeling, a joy. But remember, בשמיים. You feel בשמיים. ממעל. Other people, 100 times above you. What they do. Don't give to your feeling to raise your ego. Have good feeling. It's good. But don't feel you touch the sky. Because if you touch the sky, a lot of people touch above you. Sometimes person have difficult time. Very bad, difficult time. Miserable time. And you feel a lot sad and you almost give up. Don't give up. You feel ba'aretz. Remember, some other people is under you, mitachat la'aretz. He's mean have more difficult time. And they pray 3 times a day to stay in your situation. Halevai, halevai. Is this give you motivation not to give up? When you feel good, feel some other people above you, this motivate you to continue to grow. You feel very down, understand people stay more down from you, and this give you motivation not to give up and to continue to grow up again. Look inside the Kedushat Levi, paragraph 13, שביארנו על הפסוק וידעת היום השיבות אל לבביך. כי השם הוא האלוקים, השמיים ממעל, על הארץ מתחת. בעיקר בריאת האדם לבוא במדרגות הענווה. Humble. ואם יראה האדם בעצמו מצוות ומעשים טובים, צריך להסתכל שיש צדיקים עובדים השם יומם ולילה, אשר אינו מגיע לקרסולי רגליהם. If you feel good, remember other צדיקים, you cannot touch the heel of the shoes, what they have. The shoes you cannot touch. ויעבים הסתכלותו, בהם יהיו תרכו ושפלותו. כן? לא כן בעסקי העולם הזה, כשיש לו 100 זהובים, אל יסתכל, יש עשיר יותר מ100 זהובים, ויקנה בעצמו. עד הרבה, יסתכל במה שלמטה ממנו, שיש אני אחד, אשר אין לו אפילו פרוטה. He not have anything. In this way, all the time, the person can grow and grow. Where will I חנוכה קנדל? למטה מ10 פוחים, בטפח. הסמוך לפתח. נער לרגלי דבריך ועור נתיבתי. This is our life. And now I say every time, we need to say this again. And to remember this all the time. You go in this time, in the street, all over. Wow, 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 what you see? You see all the trees, all the houses with light, all the colors. Mamesh, beautiful, beautiful colors. And Tuesday night, Hanukkah time. You see in 6th, 7th floor, in one houses, Hanukkah candle up and down, Rachmones. Compared to all the light of all the trees, all the houses, is mamish look nevach, nevach, chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila. When we have blackout, what still give light? Chanukah candle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise, blackout will take place. Kumi ori kiva orech, uchvod Hashem, alayich zarach, ki hineh achoshech, oh, soon, yechase eretz. Ve'arafe leumim, ve'alayich, alayich, Yizrach Hashem. We not look of ratings, of numbers. We oiv the Hashem. And we can touch more and more up and up. Who believe Avraham Avinu, old man with old wife, go to create this kind of nation? Who believe Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik. In Egypt, who is this? He's a jail, criminal, 12 years in the jail. What he do? What he build? How we following after him? How we have him? Exactly same. The Tanchuma say, Yosef is also, Begimatria, Chazal say, is Zion. Zion, Yerushalayim. Also, step by step. Amor vi Moisi voilech. In this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, from his side, Moisi voilech. We in same side, Moisi voilech, about the light of Yerushalayim. If we take this kind of perspective, we say to ourselves, we don't need to talk, we can sing about this. When we look on the candles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me opportunity to take this light of Moisi Boilech to all the year. Give me the opportunity, help me to recognize more potential what we have to build, to create, to develop. And in this way, and to understand every time when we do and we develop, is nice, is great, but still we have a lot of people who do much, much more. And this motivates us to continue to make more and more and to grow all the time. Is with this small candle what everyone go to light. B'siyata Dishmaya will come to one big light, what all the nation will see, and we will appreciate and we enjoy this bracha and tefillah or chadash al Tzion Tair. ונזכה כולנו במהרה לאורו, הקדוש ברוך הוא ילמד לכל מי שעושה בנו לטובה, and we will take אלת אלת ברכה, אלת אלת שמחה from this special days of חנוכה, and we will be זוכה כאיש אחד, בלב אחד, to see how the Kohen lights the menorah בחצרות בית השם, בהר הקודש, בירושלים. Amen.